Today, I'd like to talk to you about 10 mistakes that single Christian women make. But before we get started, if you're not already a subscriber, hit the subscribe button, hit the bell notification so you get notified when I post a new video, and stay tuned until the end because I have some special surprises that I want to tell you about. Let's get into it. Mistake number one, they are too available. I see this a lot, and I've actually been on the receiving end of it, where women will just kind of come on strong and they'll give you wife privileges when they're only your girlfriend. And sometimes they're not even your girlfriend. They will clean your house, they'll cook your food. They're just always available and they're there when you need them. And that just screams thirsty. When I heard a saying years ago that said, the person that cares the least is always in control. And that is true. I think women are wired differently and they think that if they show the man how much they love them, that they'll win their affections. But men are wired differently, and we want to hunt, and we want to chase, and we want to pursue. And if we are able to attain you too easily, we will quickly lose interest. So do not call a man more than he calls you. Do not text him more often than he texts you. Give him a chance to chase, and don't always be available. Mistake number two, they assume and read into things. I don't know how many times I've hung out with a girl just platonically or been nice to one, and they thought that I liked them, or they've even thought that we were dating. I've heard girls say, God told me he was going to be my husband. Well, I'm sorry if God told you that. Maybe he should have told me. Men are direct. Don't make things mean things that they don't. If a man likes you, you will know it. You don't have to put words into his mouth. Just because a man holds the door open for you doesn't mean he wants to be your husband. Mistake number three, they settle. Women in general like the security that comes from a relationship. Men like it too, but men are wired differently and generally have an easier time being single and playing the field. Even the world, not Christians, notice I said the world, look at a woman that's been single for a long time differently than they do a man. And they'll ask themselves like, well, what's wrong with it? Why has it been on the market so long? Almost like a house that hasn't sold. And a spiritually immature woman will let those opinions influence her, and oftentimes she'll get into a relationship where she's unequally yoked with someone that's not as spiritually mature as her, or even as, go as far as dating someone that's an unbeliever. The other thing they will do is date a man that has no experience in managing their sexual appetite, and they'll end up getting cheated on. Ladies, do not lower your standards just to have someone. The word says, like a gold's ring and a pig's snout is a beautiful woman that has no discretion. What does that mean? It means be picky. Do not be so focused on the goal of getting married that you choose the wrong mate. Like I say all the time, it's better to be single and lonely than with the wrong person and unhappy. Mistake number four, they wait on God. I see a lot of single women that are actually just out there waiting on God to send them the right person to come along and fix them. They're so focused on finding the one that they're not using their season of singleness nearly as much as they could be. The word tells us that it's better for people to be single because they can be focused on doing the Lord's work. Because one day your attention and your focus will be on the happiness of your husband. And what a great day that will be. But this time, right now in your life, this season of singleness is a wonderful opportunity for you to figure out what your purpose for being on this earth is without the responsibility of having a husband or kids. If you want more, you have to become more. You will attract what you are, not what you want. Think about waiting, not like sitting around on your butt just waiting. Think about it like waiting tables. You're hustling, serving people, meeting needs, perfecting your craft or your skills. Go back to school, learn another language. Get on leadership at your church. Volunteer in your community. A real man of God is looking for a Proverbs 31 type of woman. And if you read that proverb, she was a hustler. And you work your way up to that, and it starts now while you're single. Mistake number five, dressing too sexy or posting provocative pictures. Ladies, this will scare the right guy away and attract the wrong guy. A real kingdom man is looking for so much more than physical attraction. So beauty, yes, seductive, no. You can't fish with that kind of bait and then be confused with the kind of men that you're attracting. The same men that you'll attract with dressing super sexy and posting provocative pictures will be lured away by another woman doing the same things. Mistake number six, talking about themselves too much. A real man of God that is ready for marriage already has a purpose and an assignment from God, and he is looking for a helpmate, a woman that can help him get there. He wants to share his vision with you and see if it resonates with you, if it's something that you could see yourself doing with your life. Think of it almost like a job interview. At a job interview, you don't just talk the whole time. You listen and you ask good questions. Do you have a 401k? Are there benefits? You want to know if this is a good fit for you. So don't just talk the whole time. Give him a chance to share his dreams with you also. Mistake number seven, they don't define the relationship. Many women want to be married and even have a family, but they're not forcing the men that they're dating to define the relationship and make them commit. The easiest way to make a man commit is not to have sex with him, and I'll talk about that in my next point. But women have biological clocks, and men, if you let them, will drag their feet and they will waste your best years. Ladies, you cannot let them do that. You must make them define the relationship. Mistake number 8, they don't set and or keep strong boundaries. When a woman has sex with a man that's not yet her husband, she puts herself at a position of disadvantage because of the transfer of control that I talk about in my 10 Reasons video. The oxytocin release makes you attached to him, but he's not yet attached to you. And now you're chasing him around, trying to get the commitment from him, the thing that he's in control of, but he's not in any rush because he's not motivated. Ladies, I used to be a player, and if a girl told me that she was waiting before, guess what I did? Deuces, I'm out. Now I've been waiting and working on myself, and if a girl tells me she's waiting, I'm actually intrigued. But if she tells me she's not waiting, guess what I do? Deuces, I'm out. Mistake number 9, they don't take care of their appearance. The word tells us that man looks at outward appearances, but the Lord looks at the heart. So it's right there in the Bible that man does look at outward appearances. It's your looks that will attract him. It's your character and your heart that will keep him. So focus on the internal, but don't neglect the external also. Mistake number 10, they don't know their worth or value. Women will get dumped, ghosted, ignored, abused, or cheated on by some idiot that doesn't know their value, and then they'll start believing that they're worthless or not worthy of love. Baby girl, you are the prize. Make him win you over. You get to choose who you let chase you. I'm challenging you to think about yourself the way that God thinks about you. And how is that? Well, you have to read his word. You are a daughter of the king. You are the apple of his eye. I don't care if you think about yourself like that yet. You just act accordingly, and you'll be surprised how quickly everyone catches up. So those were my 10 mistakes that single Christian women make. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, hit the thumbs up button. Leave a comment below with your biggest takeaway, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button and the bell icon. I post a lot of videos on the subject of navigating the single Christian journey. I have a book that I wrote called Why Waiting Works, and I'm doing a giveaway right now along with lots of other bonuses, and you can pick up a free copy at whywaitingworks.net. There's actually a link below. It's got over 85-star reviews on Amazon. Pick up yours today. I also have a program called Unleash the Best You, which is a 6-week online course and community designed to help you figure out what your purpose is and really become that Proverbs 31 woman during this season of your life. So check out that at unleashthebest.com. There should be a link below. Subscribe to my podcast, Kowalski Analysis, and My Heart is an organization I started called CityFam. And we are all about doing life together, connecting like-minded people so they can become the best version of themselves. You can find more information about that at cityfam.com. And if you're serious about bringing CityFam to the part of the world that you're responsible for, you can even send me an email at rob@cityfam.com, and I will make sure someone gets in touch with you with some next steps. Thanks, and I'll see you next video.